7,170th meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is maintenance of international peace and security. The agenda is adopted. In accordance with Rule 37 of the Council's provisional rules of procedure, I invite the representative of Senegal to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of item 2 of the agenda. Members of the Council have before them document S/2014/318, the text of a draft resolution submitted by Argentina, Australia, Chad, Chile, France, Jordan, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Nigeria, the Republic of Korea, the Russian Federation, Rwanda, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and the United States of America. I shall put the draft resolution to the vote now. Will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in document S/2014/318, please raise their hands. The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2154 of 2014. I now give the floor to those members of the Council who wish to make statement after the vote. I give the floor to the representative of Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to begin by addressing these words to the family of the late Captain Mbaye Diagne. For 20 years, you have grieved the loss of a man who once served the UN, indeed humanity, with the greatest distinction as a military observer in UNAMIR. That he was never to return alive to you, his beloved family, or to the country he served so well must have brought you immense pain, and that no official from the UN headquarters here in New York ever called you can only be described as shameful. While I can only speak on behalf of my own delegation, I am absolutely sure everyone here would join me when I say we are sorry, profoundly sorry, for the way you've been treated by us here at the UN. We now recognize what you have always known. Mbaye was the finest example of what we humans, our human family, can produce, the very best of what we are and what we have, and of whom you and the people of Senegal must always be very proud. In this context, I am very pleased to see our colleague, the permanent representative of Senegal, Ambassador Abdeslam Diallo, with us here this morning. By adopting Resolution 2154, the Security Council not only honors the memory of Captain Mbaye Diagne, but in creating a medal in his name for exceptional courage, we will, for the first time in UN history, recognize publicly those who perform amazing feats in the face of extreme danger on behalf of the UN and humanity. Most especially, we hope the medal will inspire those UN and associated personnel who toil in dangerous situations to continue serving the UN bravely. And for those few who demonstrate the most breathtaking acts of human courage, this new and rare medal in the name of Captain Mbaye Diagne, together with the universal recognition that will come with it, will represent humanity's ultimate acknowledgement of their selfless devotion to the well-being of others. Finally, Mr. President, I would like to thank you and all members of the Security Council for the enthusiastic commitment and cooperation all of you have shown in drafting this resolution, in sponsoring it, and in seeing it adopted this morning by consensus. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Jordan for his statements. I now give the floor to the representative of Rwanda.
Mr. President, on the 16th of April this year, the Security Council adopted the resolution 2150 on the occasion of the 20th commemoration of the genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda. The resolution also commemorates Hutus and others who were killed because they opposed the genocide. Obviously, these among those others were captain by Diagne could be categorized. But for us Rwandans, Captain Diagne is more than others. He is a hero. Son of Africa, born in the great nation of Senegal, represented by His Excellency Abdou Salam Diallo, permanent representative to the UN, who I salute here. Captain Diagne, peacekeeper in the United Nations mission to Rwanda, UNAMIR, understood more than anyone else what his mission was. In the face of evil, he refused to be a bystander. He chose to become an upstander. He acted as a peacekeeper. He acted as a soldier. He acted as human to save lives, even against the UNAMIR mandate, against the rules of engagement, and against instructions from New York. With no guns, no weapons, armed only with courage and sense of responsibility, Captain Diagne decided to conduct several missions, going through dozens of checkpoints held by armed militias to save hundreds, maybe thousands of Rwandans during the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi. For his courage and bravery, Captain Mbaye Diagne was, on 4th July 2010, posthumously awarded the, I quote, Umurinzi Medal by the government of Rwanda, together with 11 others, exceptional men who contributed to the campaign against the genocide in Rwanda. I'm convinced that his wife, Yassine, his daughter Kumba, and his son Cheikh will always be proud of him, as we Rwandans and we nations of the world will always be proud of his service to humanity. Mr. President, it is in this context that we particularly thank His Royal Highness Prince Zayed Raad Zayed Al Hussein and the Jordanian mission for presenting Resolution 2154, adopted unanimously today, which created the Captain Mbaye Diagne Medal for exceptional courage to be awarded to those military police, civilian UN personnel, and associated personnel who in the future will demonstrate similar courage while fulfilling the mandate of their missions or their functions in the service of humanity. We believe that this medal is not only a recognition of the courage of a man, but also a reminder of what a soldier, a peacekeeper should be, a woman or a man dedicated to promote peace, to save lives against all odds, and to obey to the most important rule, the protection of the vulnerable. Let's hope that this medal will encourage the Security Council, the UN Secretariat and peacekeepers to better promote the protection of civilians and the responsibility to protect. Mr. President, while celebrating the exceptional courage of Captain Mbaye Diagne, we also remember the heroic acts of ordinary Rwandans who, for many of them, paid the ultimate sacrifice to protect the Tutsi and to oppose the genocide which took the lives of more than a million Rwandans in 100 days. We also pay tribute to other blue helmets who were killed during the genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda, including the 10 Belgian peacekeepers killed while protecting the former Prime Minister, late Agathe Uwilingiyimana. To their families, we offer prayers and solace. Rwandans will always be grateful. To conclude, Mr. President, I sincerely hope that the Captain Bai Diagne Medal for Exceptional Courage will serve as a soul searching for the United Nations, which should always ensure that humanity is collectively preserved by the community of nations, guided by moral rules and principles. Rather than only protected by the courage I'm so sorry. Yes, I was saying that to conclude, I sincerely hope that the Captain Bai Diagne Medal of for Exceptional Courage will serve as a soul searching for the United Nations, which should always ensure that humanity is collectively preserved by the community of nations, guided by moral rules and principles, rather than only protected by the courage of exceptional individuals like Captain Bai Diagne, whose life we are celebrating today. I thank you, Mr. President. And I'm so sorry for the emotion of this.
I thank the representative of Rwanda for his statements. I'm very sure that all of us sympathize with the emotions he showed. I now give the floor to the representative of Senegal.
Mr. President, I would like to follow tradition and congratulate you on your accession to the presidency of the Council and assure you at the same time of the full and complete cooperation of my delegation. I am honored to take part in this meeting of the Security Council, which is intended to pay tribute to a worthy son of the United Nations. I am referring to Captain Baye Diagne, a soldier of peace, a peacekeeper, and a fallen hero in Rwanda in the field of honor, epitomizing the ideals of the United Nations. Allow me also to thank warmly His Highness Prince Zayed Al Hussein, permanent representative of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, who had the commendable initiative of carrying the heritage of this young Senegalese elite officer to an uncharted level of recognition. Once again, Your Highness, this showcases the commitment of your beloved country to the causes of world peace and justice. I am pleased to associate with this gratitude to the members of the Council, and I'm referring to all members of the Council who have co-sponsored this resolution, reflecting the unanimous momentum accompanying the determination of the international community through Mbaye Diagne to reposition the protection of civilians at the heart of its priorities. This resolution, which has just established the eponymous medal for his exceptional courage, is irrefutable proof of the commitment of this august body to the recognition of the many sacrifices made by thousands of blue helmets present in the theatres of operation. Born on March 18, 1958, Captain Mbaye Diagne, married, father of two children, joined the Senegalese army on January 15, 1983, before acquiring the rank of captain on April 1, 1991. His last assignment within the Senegalese Armed Forces was as unit commander of the 6th Infantry Battalion. In pledging to save the lives of hundreds of people in accordance with his beliefs and conscience, Captain Mbaye Diagne embodied the motto of his formative school, the National School of Active Officers, namely, intelligence, honor, bravery. These are cardinal virtues which underpin the Senegalese army. Posthumously, he was raised in Senegal to the rank of Knight of the National Order of the Lion, and he was the recipient of the Silver Star Cross of Military Value before being named Godfather of the 13th promotion of the National School of Active Officers, Class of 1995. Mr. President, we will never cease to have a pious and grateful thought in the memory of this brave officer. This is also the place to salute the many honors awarded to the late Captain Mbaye Diagne. Indeed, from Dakar to Kigali, from Washington to Padua, institutions, men and women of quality have decided to pay a warm tribute to him. For this purpose, he would be granted the Umurinzi Prize, recognizing heroes of the Rwandan genocide, from President Paul Kagame, whom I would like to thank, and through him, our friend and brother people of Rwanda, for the honorable treatment constantly reserved for the family of Mbaye Diagne. I must admit that I was overcome with emotion a few moments ago, which I share with my friend, the permanent representative of Rwanda. In this same vein, he was honored, among others, by Mrs. Hillary Clinton, on behalf of the Department of State of the United States, as well as by the Garden of the Righteous of the World of Padua, for having distinguished himself through such a noble cause. Mr. President, peace in the world requires that rejection and disapproval yield to acceptance and dialogue with each other. This implies that the commitment of UN forces be constantly rooted in the universal values that we have commonly selected and engraved with the gold letters in the United Nations Charter. This is the core virtue which eloquently springs from this resolution. In conclusion, I am pleased to take this opportunity to reaffirm the commitment of my country, particularly of its armed forces, to the ideals uniting the community of nations gathered in this place of world peace. To Captain Mbaye Diagne, to whom I express the deepest gratitude of the Senegalese nation, I say, rest in peace in the land of heroes of the United Nations, which will forever inscribe you in posterity. Thank you for your kind attention.
thank the representative of Senegal for his statements. There are no more names inscribed on the list of speakers. The Security Council has thus concluded the president's stage of its consideration of the item on its agenda. The meeting is adjourned.